So, I'm here with Kelly from her in her Ayurvedic spa, Kayu Spa in Clarenbridge. And I'm really excited to be here today because Kelly is going to do meditation with me. And I am so ready for a nice meditation. And I know that listeners will love this, and it's something that you can replay, and it's getting us into that calm space that I've been talking about for the last few episodes, ways to get into that calm space. So we just thought, myself and Kelly were chatting, and we thought, hey, let's do this. Let's do a meditation for all you listeners and for myself. It's well, been really selfish. Okay, so Kelly, over to you.
Thank you so much, Julianne, and thank you for having me here on your beautiful podcast. So we're going to do a meditation that is kind of generalized. So you formulate it for each listener. And so if you're in a chair and you can rest back, go ahead and rest back.
Okay.
And if you can have your feet apart, do that. If you can have a way of turning your palms upward facing, that can open you out into the universal consciousness of support. But if you feel a little bit more vulnerable today or overtired, turning your palms downward will actually help you to feel grounded and supported. So whatever you choose, you just notice where you are and how you are in your body right now. And connecting into the body through meditation / relaxation, we always use the breath as a point of reference to this moment. Our breath as it is now is a big indicator as to how we are in any given moment. So what does your breath right now give you? What information can you perceive from this breath? And if at all possible, just for the duration of this practice today, if we can notice any judgments that may arrive, any feelings of right or wrong, to notice them and allow them to just relax, to allow you to receive this practice as a small gift to yourself. So find your deeper breath. As you breathe in, you feel the front of your body expand a little bit more. And as you breathe out, you feel your body relax into wherever you are, whether it is sitting or laying on the floor or a bed. We're going to use a visualization that you are going to curate for your own enjoyment, for your own experience. Most of all, know that you are safe right now in this moment. And I'd like you to feel into the sense of nature that you hold within yourselves. The elements of earth within you are heavy and gravity-bound. The element of water, our fluid nature in our life, keeps us hydrated and allows the ebb and flow of life. The element of fire is very important for transformation. The spark that creates and the spark that changes. And then the element of air, which is movement. And we can consider movement within our body, the pulsation of our heart, or the breath, the movement of breath. And the fifth element we cannot survive without, which is ether, or we term it as space. So as you breathe in, you notice your body takes up a little bit more space here and now. And as you breathe out, you notice your body turns inward a little bit, recedes, relaxes. Begin to notice how you are upon this earth at this moment. And I'd like you to choose a point of nature which you connect easily to, such as water, the ground of a forest or woods, perhaps resting by a lake, a stream, or resting on a beach near water. Maybe laying in a field or a bog, perhaps a turlock upon stone on top of a mountain. And maybe you connect into just space and air, this movement and sense of limitless floating. Whatever arrives, trust that this element will support you for this meditation. Notice how you rest on this element, which is connected into the earth. And as you breathe, you expand away from this place of earth. And as you exhale, you join again into the larger sense of life and oneness. Using that idea of existentialism, that we are all connected into every cell of this world. Every moment of this life is interconnected. And as you breathe in and out, you start to feel the connection of your breath into space and into the wider world. And as you breathe in and out, you're connecting in and out to all that you can perceive. And now I'd like you to rest with that breath in and out. The breath in we receive, and the breath out we offer. Offer our sense of self, offer our enjoyment, and we receive inspiration, awakening, awareness. All the parts of ourselves that we can offer and stay grounded within that gift that we give. And just beginning to trace in your mind your body. The front of the body from the tips of the toes to the crown of your head. Connect into the movement of the breath in the front of your body. Notice how that breath, as you breathe in, it expands and lifts the front of your body like it echoes. Open and receptive. And as you exhale, you notice you sink down into the element that you rest on, its earthiness and its watery nature. And you feel that you are being received as well through this exhale. The earth and all its elements are ever present and offering space in which we can grow. And feel the coolness underneath the back of your body. And there may be some warmth. And you might even notice a little bit of movement. And breathe into the whole back of your body from the crown of your head to the back of your skull, shoulder blades, hips, and heels. You allow the inhale to come in without much notice. As you exhale, you allow yourself to sink down a little bit deeper, open to receive, and open to be supported. Being supported by the earth's elements and the greater good of this world. Just feel how the body grounds down quite easily, being soaked up. As you begin to notice, you are actually sitting back a little bit further or resting back a little further. And in contrast, your breathing in actually lifts you away from the back of your body. As you rise back up into your own individuality and you exhale back into that sense of support and oneness. Consciousness of the wider world. You inhale and you arise up into the sense of all that is needed to do through your Dharma. And exhale, rest back and receive that sense of patience and trust that there is timing in all things. For all things to unfold at the right time is the most proactive thing we can do for our Dharma. As we feel into the back of our body and into the elements of this earth, knowing that if she is nothing else but timing, she always blossoms at the right time. She stabilizes when she needs to, before she can rise up, flower, blossom, fill the world with scent and pleasure. And so we can learn from nature as we begin to take the stopping very seriously. As I stop, I recover. I connect. I ground down. And I find where I belong by belonging to myself first. And then back into the front of your body and into the open heart and the middle of your body, the solar plexus, the area of I do, I make. And it is the area where it supports us getting things done. And when we get tired, this is the first place that gives us notice, because our breath gets tired too. And how does the center of your body feel right now? Just recognizing it. And then allow awareness to build around your heart center. And it's right in the middle of your rib cage, exactly where the physical heart is, and the energetic heart is just slightly over to the right, taking up room alongside your physical heart. All this space within the rib cage to allow the lungs to expand and release breath as it massages the heart. And how is your heart feeling today? And the answer may not come right now, but it will come. And again, we must give it time to know that it will be heard once it answers. Begin to relax your eyes away from your eyelids. And feel as you begin to sink down a bit further. Into the deeper consciousness of all beings, all things. The open awareness of life itself. Feeling you are supported in the back of the body and the sides of the body and the front of the body, as if you are in a pool of water. Safely breathing without questioning how. Begin to notice how soft the body is in its resting state. And remind yourself, I am resting. I am resting and present. I am rest. Begin to notice a light gem of green in your rib cage. Every inhale ignites this diamond, this gem, and every exhale spreads the luminous energy deeper and deeper into the cells of your being as you rest in a sense of limitlessness. Feel the pulsation of this gem. Follows the pulsation of your own beating heart. And your inhale supports the luminous light of green. And as you exhale, you spread it into every cell of this body. You are a light like no other. You bring smiles to others' faces. And you share your energy freely. And you understand your boundaries are very important, which keep you grounded and supported. And as we slowly come into balance, we notice we need both, receiving support and making time for our own beautiful life, as much as sharing our gifts and loving out into the external world. I am all this. And as you begin to come back into this timeline, stay awake, stay aware of the beating heart. And asking your heart, what do you need today? And then as you breathe in, as if you are bringing the breath directly into your heart to support it and to lift it, breathe in. And then breathe out, rest out any doubt, any confusion. And breathe in and fill your body up with trust. And breathing out, letting go of anything that you do not need today. Breathe in and fill your body up with warm, sunny light. And breathe out and share this light throughout every cell of your body. Just within your mind, recognizing how the earth's elements and the earth itself took a lot of space in this practice today. And maybe at some stage over the next few days, finding a little bit of time to walk barefoot on the grass. Feeling underneath you, her support is endless. As we continue to also love her just as much. Letting your eyes slowly begin to peek open. And finding your simple breath. And when the recording is finished, you're just going to do 6 to 12 breaths of sitting awareness or laying awareness. Allowing yourself to acclimatize back into the daily as we continue to effort to support ourselves every day by stopping. To support our life's gifts by pausing and gathering resource and knowing that relaxation is just as vital. It is the food for our mind as much as food and water are nourishment for the body. And when our mind relaxes, our soul awakens. And our spirit can be heard. Thank you very much, everyone, for your beautiful, undivided attention for this.
Kelly, thank you so much. That, I'll have to say, having just experienced that, was amazing. I've had a hectic few weeks, and that just feels like I've been grounded. Just feel really grounded and really calm having gone through Kelly's meditation. And that's what this is all about. There's no point in talking about the calm space. It's getting ways to get into that calm space. So I am really glad that the listeners have a chance to do this meditation. It's unusual on a podcast, but that's my sense. That this last episode is about the meditation. And a big thanks to Kelly for this.
Thank you, Julianne. Thank you so much.